Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 62 degrees. Kansas lawmakers are responding to the governor's decision to veto the coronavirus bill.
The bill was passed last Friday by lawmakers in Topeka. Senate President Susan Wagle tells KSN News she still considers it a win.
Make sure that people in Kansas have their physical health cared for, and in addition to that, their emotional health and their financial health. Kansans wanted to get back to work. They realized under Governor Kelly's orders that our big box essential stores were opened all over Kansas and small businesses were closed.
The governor has also called the legislature back into emergency session next week to work on coronavirus legislation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Star Casino is considering laying off up to 400 employees, according to a WARN notice issued by the casino. This comes just 3 days after the casino reopened to the public. Casino officials issued a statement saying, in part, they're unable to determine exactly how many team members will be recalled to work and how many will be laid off.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have released revised projections saying COVID-19 will kill less than 3% of Americans who are infected. But Fox's Garrett Tenney reports other researchers have strong doubts about that revision.
The agency estimates roughly 4 million patients would be hospitalized and 500,000 would die over the course of the pandemic. Those figures are far below many of the earlier estimates that came out as the nation started to shut down. But a number of researchers are skeptical of the CDC's new, more optimistic figures and are expressing concerns that the agency is responding to pressure from the White House to paint a rosier picture. Carl Bergstrom, a biologist at the University of Washington, tweeted, "These numbers are so far outside of the scientific consensus that this strikes me as a devious and cynical effort to manipulate not only federal modeling, but the broader scientific discourse."
The CDC says its latest numbers are subject to change.
Protests are occurring in Minneapolis over the killing of an unarmed black man.
Organizers applauded the firing of those four Minneapolis police officers, but said it's not enough. They're calling on the Hennepin County attorney to arrest and charge those officers.
There's a reason why they got tasers and there's a reason why they got mace. They didn't need to put their foot on his neck to hold him down. And there was two cops there.
Now, as the protest grew, it moved down to the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct about 2 miles away. And that's where that violence really escalated. People throwing rocks at police cars and at the precinct buildings, spray painting those police cars. That's also when the rain really started to come down and most of the peaceful demonstrators left.
That's Fox's Hannah Flood reporting.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have an overcast sky in Wichita. Could see a few sprinkles from time to time with today's high 75. Mostly cloudy. Scattered showers this evening and overnight. Our low 58. And again, an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. It'll be breezy tomorrow with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A cloudy sky, calm, and 62 degrees. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Looked to me like I stepped out to get the paper a while ago, and looked to me like it had been raining or spitting a little bit. And when you came in, Ted, was there any rainfall or any moisture at all coming down?
No, not really.
Okay. And I'm looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and it doesn't really show anything at all, except large area of green where it's probably cloud cover. Today is Wednesday, May 27th. On this date in 1998, Michael Fortier, the government star witness in the Oklahoma City bombing case, was sentenced to 12 years in prison after apologizing for not warning anyone about the deadly plot. Fortier was freed in January of 2006. I didn't remember this guy, but there he is in history. The chief star witness for the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, he was another guy that those birds were talking to, and I think he knew about it. I don't know if I guess he knew that they were planning to go ahead with it, and he kind of just kind of distanced himself from,
yeah, the
from
thing,
those two.
The thing is, if you know something like that and you don't speak up, you're liable.
Yeah,
obviously.
And he served time.
He served his time for it. Mm. History books will show that Thomas Werner of Norway took home this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race Trophy. But that isn't so. Not that he didn't win. He did, but he hasn't been able to return home. Werner and his 16 sled dogs remained stranded in Alaska because of travel restrictions and flight cancellations caused by the coronavirus. Werner says he likes Alaska, but would prefer to be in Norway with his wife, five children, and 35 other sled dogs.
Well, I'm sure.
However, there's hope on the horizon. Werner says he and his dogs plan to hitch a ride early next month on a DC-6 aircraft headed for Norway. A DC-6? Isn't that the plane that Harry Truman flew
yeah,
in?
Yeah, welcome to 1953.
Wow.
My gosh.
I hope it goes okay. I hope it lands all right. Wow. All right, 6:34 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. What are we talking about this morning? Talk about the fact that it looks to me like the whole atmosphere is changing with this virus and the coronavirus. And, the restrictions are coming off rapidly around the world. There are some places where it's still going gangbusters. I guess Brazil is really
South America is having problems now.
Yeah. And then you see this thing that there's a lot of controversy over the weekend. What happened over the weekend? Was it the Lake of the Ozarks over in Missouri? And the video is just going viral. I mean, just dozens and dozens of people. It looked like a swimming pool. Not the lake, but swimming pool. They're together like elbow to elbow around these rafts. And
yep, they're having a huge Memorial Day shindig.
And they're just oblivious to anything like that. Well, there you go. We'll see what happens. I'd keep an eye on those people because somebody might have the virus in there. I don't know what your experience has been. I'd love to hear what you've been seeing, Ted. I have seen a good many people with masks, and I think maybe not necessary, but there they are. A lot of people are getting a lot of comfort and protection out of that. They know they're having some sort of protection there. I've seen a lot of the grocery store and different places like that. How about you?
Yeah, and every public service industry, all the employees are wearing masks now.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah, pretty much.
In fact, I did a curbside delivery over the weekend, and I was shocked when my delivery person did not have a mask on.
Ooh, yeah.
That was the first one I'd seen that did not have a mask. But for the most part, it seems like all employees of industries that have contact with the public are mask wearing.
I did drop in to see Hat Man Jack on one of my days off, and he had his mask, and I didn't wear one, so he took his off, and he had three employees working in there, and they were all masked.
Mm-hmm.
They were all taking the precautions. He's back open.
Good.
I mean, it looks to me like the retailer's getting back open. I drove by Kohl's, and it looked like the parking lot was filled with cars like they were going inside. Again, I think a lot of people are going to be, do I really want to go back yet? Making those personal decisions. Are they comfortable going back into that situation? Okay.
Ted, something I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, when you asked what I did with my time off over the long weekend, I forgot to mention I made a mask.
How about that?
Look at that.
Yeah.
How did you buried the lead yesterday on me.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. But yeah, I made a mask.
Does it have a design on it?
No.
Doesn't have KNSS?
No, no logo for
anything. Picture on the front? No?
Wouldn't it suffice, though, if I got out my old red bandana and just tied it around behind? Wouldn't that work?
That's what some people do.
Yeah.
That's what I did for a while. I just kind of had a T-shirt tied around my face, and I got kind of sick of that.
You look like you're, coming out of that scene from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. You feel like, you're Lee Marvin there robbing a stagecoach with that mask on. Oh, how do you tell the good guys from the bad guys with a mask? All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, it has been some time since the entire cattle complex futures, along with the lean hog futures, all traded and closed positive with triple-digit gains as we saw yesterday. The cattle and lean hog saw most contracts trade around last week's highs yesterday. Some of the strength was likely tied to news of more of the U.S. economy reopening. Now, Tuesday's slaughter numbers also continued to improve, with cattle at 106,000 head and hogs at 405,000 head. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, $1.92 higher, $99.25. August feeders up the $4.50 limit at $133.30. July lean hogs, $3.67 higher, $59.57. Now, Tuesday, the managed money and some positive China news helped see most wheat, corn, and soybean futures trade and close positive. Wet weather concerns also was seen as price positive for corn and soybean futures. We saw yesterday that Texas is now 27% harvested on their wheat crop, 30% of their corn in Texas is silking. Now, the corn is 88% planted nationwide, soybean 65% planted, and the corn good to excellent rating is at 70%. We've got upside at the moment. July KC wheat's 4.5 cents higher at 451 3/4. July corn's up 0.75 cents, 319 3/4, with July soybeans up 2 cents at 849. July crude oil trading 38 cents lower at 33.97. June gold is $13.40 lower at $1,692. The June S&P is 33 points higher at 3,027 1/4. June dollar index continued lower, 12 cents lower this morning at 98.79. And the stock market continues higher as June Dow Jones futures up 356 points at 25,358. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, one of the first thing I did on my day off, over the, I had 5 days there, and the first thing I did is got a haircut. And the second thing I did is Shelly and I went out and had a ribeye. At least I did.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, man, I missed that.
Man, you not only look good, but you ate well.
Oh, I ate well. I looked like $1 million, and, you know, there you go. We're just, you know, and I hope, we all hope that we're not, being premature on this thing. But it looks like just about everybody's going to start opening up pretty quick here, don't you think?
And I do, too. I agree with you, Steve, and I think that, you know, we're going to see some people be a little more cautious than others, but I think we're going to see more and more people getting out there. And we need to see that. We need to get this economy going again. And it's going to take a while to get things going as good as we need to see it. And we're not going to be back to normal for a long time. There's no doubt about that. But, boy, we were sure going the wrong way for a long time.
Yeah, well, as long as I think maintaining that 6 foot and the mask is going to go a long way. But I'll tell you, I do believe that jumping on this thing, maybe not as quickly as possible, but jumping on this thing and going into that stay-home order for several weeks, 10, a month or whatever, I would imagine that tamped it down pretty well, at least here in Sedgwick County. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Heck, played heck with the economy. There's no if and ands about that.
No kidding.
Especially being Wichita depends so much on airline industry, that really hurt them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's bad. Okay, now, a quick note about the wheat cutting. I heard you talking about Texas. I just caught a little bit of it there. When can we see the cutters in South Central and Southern Kansas? In a couple of weeks or what?
I would say a couple of weeks we'll start seeing them up here. You know, weather has a lot to do with it. You know, we've been kind of cool here lately and wet, but I wouldn't be surprised in a couple of weeks we might start seeing some down along the southern borders.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now 6:42, Steve at 10 in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. How will your company emerge from this, meaning the pandemic? That's coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.